Hey, ambitious mama. Welcome to Becoming with Lauren Ricks. I'm so excited and so honored you are here. This podcast is for you if you are an on-the-go mompreneur looking for a different way of doing life and business, a more God-centered way that feels aligned with how you want to show up in this season of life you are in right now. Because I see you, mama, hustling around the clock, burnt out, and missing out on all the moments that you thought you would see because you can't let go of the hustle. There is a different way. And in this podcast, we will cover conversations about God and your faith, being an entrepreneur, all things mother, and out of the box thinking. I cannot wait to take you on this journey with me. Welcome back to Becoming. So in today's episode, I'm really excited because I have Emma back on and we are literally just having a conversation about personal growth and motherhood and our journey with it. She hasn't been on in a while and I'm really excited because I love our conversations. We also share about what we are offering and putting out into the world. So I will put all of Emma's info in the show notes for you to go check her out, especially if you're pregnant, wanting to get pregnant, newly postpartum. She is amazing. She has such a calmness to her, and I love her perspective on just it all. So make sure you check that out. Also, make sure you check out Becoming Aligned, the membership link in the show notes. September is going to be such an amazing month, and August was such a good month for foundation with just mindset stuff. So that link is in the show notes. And don't forget to check out The Creation, which is my new experience, my new one-on-one container where I really help you take an idea you have or a thought you have or a skill you have that you want to turn into an offer to put out into the world to serve women in your world, right? So this doesn't have to be a really curated idea. We can literally pull out your wisdom, your knowledge, your experience, and create an offer for you to put out into the world. It doesn't have to be a huge business that you want to create. It can literally be a side thing that you want to put out into the world to bring on an extra set of income or whatever the case may be. So make sure you check out the creation link in the show notes and let's get into today's conversation with Emma. Okay, we're back for another podcast with me and Emma, which we haven't done in like
a while.
It's been forever.
It's been months. We've been doing our workshops. And if you guys haven't joined our workshops, we've been doing free workshops every month in the playground. And it's a place for moms to come and play. It's all about you. And this month we are going to be doing it around envisioning your next level of abundance in like the way that it is just perfect for you.
And we're going to help you really reverse engineer what that looks like now. So you can start embodying some of those habits right now in your life and not feel like you have to wait until you have that abundance to be doing the things. So it's going to be really good. It's free. I think the last podcast we did, we didn't even have the playground.
Probably
not long ago.
So we'll put the link in the show notes for you guys to join.
Yes. And we're having it on the 31st. August. Yes. Okay. So free workshop, come join us. It's going to be amazing. We always have a good time. But what we wanted to talk a little bit about personal development and maybe not even personal development. Yes. Personal development, but maybe personal growth. I feel like,
like self growth.
Yeah. Self growth in motherhood. So I feel like, I guess for me, I was in the personal growth realm for like 5 years before I got pregnant with Grayson because of my network marketing business. That was something that was like honed into us, like read 10 pages a day. So the personal development part of it was not new when I became a mom, but I would say, and I don't know if I've shared this, if we've talked about this on our podcast together, but like after I had my daughter, I feel like was when I really dove into like the personal growth and the deepening that relationship with myself and really like the self-care for myself. Before that, it was all just like
personal development because I needed to do it for my business, just like reading books to read books, but they're personal development books, right? It was never the deep relationship building with myself, like asking the deep questions, getting the mentoring, having conversations with like women like you, and like really challenging ourselves with our own relationship with ourselves and like deepening my own identity in myself. Like that stuff was not happening until after I had my daughter. So the last 3 years. So it's just crazy how as I became deeper into motherhood, I got even deeper into like the actual personal growth, deepening the relationship with myself part of it.
Yeah. You know what? Same. I had already become a mom. Like I've always loved learning. That's just always been kind of part of me, and learning about how people operate. Like I have an undergrad in psych, and I feel like I've always had that interest, but I didn't do like that deeper inner work either. Like I went to like therapy and like counseling and stuff over the years, like did some work on myself, but yeah, until my son, I don't know, maybe he was like a year old or something, year and a half old. Yeah. Year and a half. That's when I really dove way deeper and also just felt like it was like a whole new world that I was opening my eyes to, was like the self-development industry, because I didn't know all that is out there. And yeah.
So what made you dive into that?
That's a good question. Honestly,
I mean, most moms don't have quote unquote the time to do this kind of work. That's their excuse anyways, right? Like it's not right. A priority.
Right.
So for you, what was the shift? Like, what was the shift that was like, I'm making this a priority to like deepen the relationship with myself.
Right. Mine was actually like quite a jarring shift into it in like the way that I wouldn't want others to have to experience. So it seemed out of the blue. It was, looking back, there were like different stresses in my life. I started having panic attacks and like getting triggered by stuff. And I was just like, what the heck is going on? So, you know, any time in my life where I've like, my mental health has gotten, you know, worse, or I've been stressed out, I just like get this like army of support around me. So like my counselor was one, she's like phenomenal at what she does. But I also was craving something lighter and more fun. And so I was just like, I'm going to tap into something that would feel fun for me to learn about. And so I actually started listening to some podcasts around spirituality, because it's something that I've just always felt like I wanted to dive deeper into. And I found this like one podcast, and she is like an angel messenger. She does like angel Reiki. And I did a 3-week course with her around raising your vibration. So that was like my first intro to energy work and like raising my own vibration. And that's really like what drew me to the self-development world, was that it was like light and like you still do the inner work, but it's like for a boost. It's like a different vibe than like counseling, which can be like, you know, pretty heavy. So, yeah. So that is like kind of what got me into it. And then from there is just my curiosity. I've just kept following my curiosity at every single point. And that's what led me to create, like, yeah, to open up my spiritual gifts, to get that download for a business, to get like the downloads for like my course and how I'd be helping women navigate pregnancy and postpartum. Like all of this truly came from this like jarring moment of like, what? Like I'm living a life I've created that I've actually dreamed of. This makes zero sense that I feel this way. How can I shift out of this? And that is what led me down this road. What about you?
That's so powerful though, because I bet there's a lot of moms who are like that, who are like, I'm living this life. I should be grateful. Like I should, not that you're not grateful. That's not the right word. Yeah. Like I shouldn't be feeling this way. I shouldn't be having panic attacks. Like, what's wrong with me? And then I love that you were able to kind of shift and that curiosity. I was listening to something, Gary Vaynerchuk. Oh my gosh. He's a huge personal development guru. Anyways, something popped up in my newsfeed about him talking about how as adults, we lose that curiosity in life. We lose that curiosity in our day to day. And he's like, if we could tap more into our 6, 7, 8 year old selves, 9 year old selves, and like follow the curiosity, we would be living different lives. Kind of, I'm like paraphrasing everything he said, but that's kind of the same thing as like, we lose that curiosity for whatever reason when we become adults. And it's like, oh, this is interesting. Follow that. Or like, I'm curious about this, or I'm curious about what it would take to do this, or I'm curious about this idea. Like, follow it. Let yourself like follow it, whether it's like in your mind or like actually something I do when I get curious about something, I literally Google it. Like, oh, I wonder what this is like. Google. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. And it could be so many different things. Like, I wonder what it would be like to be a realtor. Google, what's that take? Interesting. Wonder what, you know, like any kind of question. It's like the questioning. I think so many times we just like shove down the question and we don't like, that's never going to happen. Right. I feel like that's something that a lot of people say. It's like, oh, that's never going to happen. Why follow it? But following that curiosity is so, so cool that it helped you like shift and pivot so much. Right.
Yeah, totally. Yes.
Yeah. For me, I hit rock bottom too. And I feel like it was the same thing where now that you said that, like, looking back, it was like, I had 2 healthy children. I was building my network marketing business from home. But I was building it in such a way that was very like, do more, do more, do more, do more. And I just remember like, I'd get to the end of my days and I'd feel so burnt out and exhausted from being on this like never ending hamster wheel of to-dos. And like every day, and I shared this on, I don't remember if I shared this on a podcast or what I shared this on, but like every day I was trying to like outdo the day before, because that's what we were told in our network marketing business, to like 10X it, right? Do more of, yeah, exactly. Oh. So like when it came to business, it was like, okay, I want to 10X my invites. I want to 10X my messaging. I want to 10X being on social media. And that combined with being a mom with a newborn and a 3-year-old was exhausting, Yes. And my business wasn't moving. And for me, what got me really into like this whole mentoring realm and like coaches and courses was like, I hired a mentor because I thought my business needed fixing. Like I was missing something in my business because I was doing all the things. I was 10Xing everything, right? My business was not moving. And that's where I really learned about like the energetics and the masculine and the feminine and being versus doing and stepping back. And I was constantly like forcing, trying to force everything and like be in control of everything. And there was no space for like God to come in and do his magic, because I was like trying to grip and control everything. And like, this has been a practice for the last 3 years of like trusting, like still to this day, to this, like, it's what I wrote down this morning. Like I'm reading the Purpose Driven Life book again for the second time through. And I think I read it like a couple years ago, but it's talking all about like surrender and trusting. And like, it's still such a huge practice for me to remember to like, okay, I'm scrolling again, cause I'm trying to control something. I'm trying to control the outcome. I need to like step back and just like, leave it be. Like I did everything I can do. Trust that God's going to come in and do its thing, or a source or creator, whatever you believe in. Mm-hmm. Right. And it's like, that has been a huge practice for me that has tapped me into like this whole relationship with myself, which created this membership that now I'm having, is like, it's all about that. It's like deepening your relationship with yourself and doing it on a month to month thing, you know, cause it's not a, oh, listen to a podcast one time and your life changes. It's every day choosing to keep following that curiosity or keep following like your intuition, right? Like we did a whole workshop on intuition, which was so good, in the playground. But yeah, that's where my, I don't even want to say personal development, but that really deeper personal growth, I think, really happened.
Mm-hmm.
And even looking back, it's that like losing of yourself as a mom, right? Like, I kind of felt that. And I think I not losing of myself, but like losing my identity with my business. And then as a mom, like I kind of lost who I was, what I enjoyed. Like I was doing everything because I thought I should be doing it to get the results I wanted to get. Right. And it's like, I was doing a lot of shooting.
Yeah. Yeah. Which,
before.
Yeah. Which I think happens to all of us. Right. And so, but it's like you said, it's like, you've been practicing and embodying this for a few years now, and it isn't something that just ends. And I feel like it's really cool also, how you and I are both, and I know I've said this so many times, like we're so aligned in so many ways on our path, like what we believe in, even what we teach, because we teach that work to moms at different stages of their journeys, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
But we practice what we also teach. And sometimes I know I struggle with what I teach. And I think that's what makes it authentic. It's like, we are truly doing that work ourselves. And it is a practice, which means like, you keep going. You don't just like finish and then you're done, right? You don't just like finish and then you like trust yourself forever, or like, okay, good, I know myself, like check. It's always like an evolving journey. And it is so helpful to have like other amazing women along the way. Like for me, that is one of my favorite outcomes that has come from it, obviously beyond like feeling so much better myself. And when I do have those days where it like panic seeps in, or I'm more stressed, like I have so many ways to ground and like reconnect with myself and like step back into my power. I like use all of that, you know, I have to.
Right.
But one of the other amazing outcomes is that I've met so many amazing women along the way, and I found it so empowering. And also I feel like that self-growth in and of itself, it's like healing any like sister wounds or like mother wounds or like whatever kinds of, you know, I've heard of different terms being used around like feminine energy, mm-hmm. but it's like healing that and like creating better relationships with people by, yeah, allowing that support in, right, as like a friend or as a mentor, you know?
Right. It's so cool. It's such a cool journey when you're able to be open to admit you want support and not feeling like shame or guilt around it, you know? And like, I don't know. That's why one thing I love our playground, because it's free, right? So it's like women can come in there and like tap into it and see if it's for them and be like, oh, this, nope. Or yes, totally. Totally. Sorry. My mom just texted me and I'm like, what is she talking about? I don't even know. I haven't talked to her all day. And now I'm like, what is she talking about? Or yeah, this is like totally for me. And we kind of can like open the door to like, this is what this looks like. Right.
Yeah.
Do we want to talk about what we are putting out into the world quick for the last like 5 minutes? Cause I know we're,
yeah,
we could sit and talk about this topic for like an hour, but
yeah. And it so ties in because it's around self-growth in within motherhood, like the tangible. Yeah. And like you said, it's like, when you're following your curiosity, go with what resonates. Like that's how I've used all my intuition to pick everything that I've invested in, done, like attended free, you know, and the ones that really pull you in, that your body's like, yes, like listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to go first, Lauren, and share what you're working on?
Yeah. So yeah, it's funny we're talking about this because this is my whole membership that came through. And this membership that I've been working on is called Becoming Aligned, and it's open and it's all about deepening your relationship with yourself and almost like rediscovering yourself through this journey And every month we're doing a different theme topic. So August, we're talking all about like mindset awareness and beliefs and like rewiring. And I'm literally talking and teaching and mentoring on topics that have been game changer for me. So topics that like I'm living and have been embodying over the last couple years. And it's crazy because like this membership, I mean, like I was even talking about it before we even started the playground. I'm like, yeah, I've been sitting on this, like a membership forever.
I feel like last winter you said this.
Yeah. And it's finally like channeled through where I was like, yes, becoming aligned. This is what it's going to be. I got a download for like 9 months of like content for it. And it's just so crazy how it can just come through like that. Right. And just being open for it.
The trust and surrender piece. You like trusted that it was gonna come through at some point. Like it was on, like it was on your heart. It was a desire.
And that was so hard.
Now is the time. I know.
So hard to be like, I'm not clear on what it's going to be yet. Mm-hmm. So that's my membership and it's $20 a month to access. I feel like this was, I also wanted to create this because I feel like when I started my journey, it was really hard to like tap into different topics without having to, you had to pay like hundreds or thousands of dollars to really like tap into different topics. And for me, like it wasn't, that just wasn't feasible when I was starting out or when I was a mom and my kids were really little. Like I didn't have $1,000 to just pour into learning about X, Y, and Z. So like each month we're tapping into a different topic. And I feel like it's kind of opening their eyes to like, oh, I want to dive deeper into this. Or I see the importance of deepening my relationship with myself. Like I want to hire Lauren or I want to go seek somebody else to hire for mentoring. And they kind of get that vibe, right? And like understanding of it. So there's that. And then there's the creation that I just launched. And this, I don't know if I've ever been as excited for something as I am for this, because I've been sitting on this idea for a year, literally a year. And the creation is literally where I help you take an idea to an offer. And I'm your like brainstorming BFF. We talk about your ideas. We talk about like clarity. We talk about your inner wisdom. We talk about like who you want to put this out into the world for, the offer itself, like the structure with it. I have been in, I don't even know. I mean, over the last like 10 years, probably 100 different types of offers, right? So like I have a lot of different experience and can see different ways to do things depending on the person they want to help and like their season of life. Right. And this is something I wish I mean, I guess I did have this with like my close friends, like Joelle, we did a lot of brainstorming back and forth, like, you know, a couple years ago and even to this day, but I feel like a lot of entrepreneurs don't have that when they're coming out with like an offer, unless they're hired like a business coach, but you don't necessarily get that focus of just like idea brainstorming or like, how can I take this idea and make it into an offer to put out into the world? That's what the creation is about. Ooh. Yeah.
I can like feel your excitement and I know how passionate you are about this. And also, yeah, like the excited energy that you are going to bring to it, you know, like, I feel like even that is gonna like melt people's limiting beliefs around, can they do it? Cause so many people, I feel, I've been talking to, you know, quite a few people lately who they're like, ooh, like it would be cool to do my, to create an online business or have one day, but I have no idea what that would even look like. And you have just seen so much and you've seen like so many different types of containers, all different formats, with like, yeah, different topic areas as focuses. So you're like a wealth of knowledge to be able to help that person. Like, and you're also so good at seeing people that I feel like you're going to help them pull out, what is unique about them, what lights them up, and it like encourage them to go for it and to make it their own. So,
right. Well, and I think it's so helpful to have somebody when you're starting out to like encourage you to keep going, because we both know when you start a business, it's not easy. Like there's days where you're like, am I doing the right thing? Should I be doing this?
And what, like, should I be doing?
What should I be doing? Yeah. Like, yeah. So even just having that support is so, so helpful. So that is that container.
Very excited for you.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So excited. What about you? What are you creating? Cause you've been creating for a while and I'm excited for you to finally put it out into the world.
Soon,
hopefully, right?
Me too. Yeah. Within the next few weeks, this baby is ready to fly. So
literally a baby. It's like,
it is. I literally created it while pregnant. I was just telling Lauren this before we pressed record. I started creating Prepping for Postpartum, which is all about preparing yourself for your baby so that you can navigate postpartum more easily, because it is a time that I think a lot of moms are kind of apprehensive around. There is a lot of conditioning around it being this like scary time, you know, high emotions. It's possibly our biggest life change, you know, depending on your life. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like the changes in our own sleep, our emotions, like there's just so much that time can bring up. It is, you know, it's such a vulnerable time. So, I've like really, you know, pulled my background in mental health promotion into this, but made it so much lighter by bringing in that like intuition piece, like that embodiment work of just connecting with yourself more deeply in pregnancy, so that that's like one layer off in the postpartum period. Like you're already so tapped into yourself before you even become a mom, which, as you and I were talking earlier, it is easy to slowly like disconnect from yourself in motherhood, right? So to be able to do that before you even become a mom, I think is so powerful. Like what a cool paradigm shift.
And I think that topic alone will help you so much, even in like the birthing process. Right. Cause like, if you're tapped into your body and yourself before you give birth, like you'll just know what to do. Like you'll know what your body needs to do. You'll know. And it's funny. Cause like, I was just talking to one of the girls who is in my membership and she's doing like a couple weeks and she's like, do you have any tips on like birthing? I want to do it naturally. And I was just like, I love talking about like natural births and like all this stuff. And I was like, listen to your body. And I think like so many women don't know that. So like your course is so cool that you want to help them, not just like after, right? But really help them build that before they go into postpartum, because they'll have that solid foundation, right? Like that's so cool because so many moms don't have that.
Yeah. I think that's such the key. It's like that embodiment work during pregnancy. And, you know, like we're so quick to learn about baby, of course, because obviously we need to learn how to take care of them. Right. And we enlist all this support on our birth team to help us around baby. And like, maybe you'd get like a doula to help you, you know, with the emotional support, but
most people don't though. Most moms don't.
That's true. Most people don't. But even if you do, this is like an extra layer of support in your birth team. And I was telling Lauren, like I created this mostly during pregnancy because it was important to me that I was in the same energy as the people taking it. But then I also actually I recorded a whole bunch more videos in postpartum after I had done all that embodiment work myself and poured in the strategies for that. And so it's like a whole library essentially where you can use your intuition and choose the modules and the videos and the practices that resonate with you and what you're going through. And then you have access to them in postpartum at your fingertips. So when it's like a brain foggy day and you want more energy, you can like, you know, go and do that for yourself. Right. And it's like, just that thing to tap into. So I'm offering it as like a self-paced, version. There are 65 videos in this course that you get to use your intuition to tap into. And then there's also like a really nice layer of support every month where moms can, join a call, share what's coming up with them, maybe like specific limiting beliefs or a challenge that they're having either in pregnancy or if they're in postpartum by then, they can come to the group for support. So yeah, so it's just a really lovely combo of doing it on your own, but also having amazing women around you and me to coach you through it.
I think that's so cool. I think that's so cool because, well, I also think it's cool because when we first met, I was thinking about doing like doulaing type stuff. And I just love, I just think we don't get enough support pregnant and postpartum as moms, you know, like we see our doctor, but it's like, oh, how are you? This is feeling, but like there's so much mindset and belief and awareness and intuition that we can tap into to really help us go through that season. Like, I don't want to say more calmly, but with like,
that's a big piece of it though. Yeah. And like accessing calm in these stressful moments. Mm. Like I had one mom beta test an earlier version of the course and she, like her baby was fairly colicky and she used strategies while her baby was crying. And she said it helped so much. And like her husband even started using them, right? Like it is accessing that calm in a time where sometimes you don't feel calm easily. So right. It's just like accessing that even in the hard moments.
Right. The calm in the chaos. Being the calm in the chaos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I can't wait for it to come out. I'm going to be like, that's going to be what I suggest to like my pregnant people that I, that I'm already like my, I said that one girl who's in my membership and I'm like, oh, she'll already have baby by the time your course comes out. But I'm like, it will be what I offer because it's so important.
Thank you. And same for you. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks. Anything else we want to tap into? Our workshop is on the 31st. So we'll put that in the show notes.
Yeah.
The
previous workshops are also already in there. So yeah. I know we like quickly mentioned the intuition workshop that we did and how to deepen your intuition. So you can, yeah.
Was that the first workshop we did? We've done, this will be our first one, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So intuition, then we did aligned tasks, aligned energy. And then this one will be, and then this one will be the envisioning the next level abundance. It's just going to be
so. And then next month is around relationships.
Oh yeah. I can.
Our relationships. So
That's going to be good too.
Yeah. Yay.
We have so much good stuff. So if you guys aren't following either one of us, find us on Instagram. It's Lauren Ricks.
And I'm at My Lighter Way.
And we'll put all of that in the show notes, I think.
Yeah. That sounds good.
So we can check each other out. And I think that's it. I feel pretty complete.
Yeah, me too. If anyone listening had like this aha moment, or even if you want to share with us how you've used self-development in your own motherhood, Jenny, we love talking about this stuff. So I can speak for myself anyway, like feel free to message and share because I love to hear other mothers' journeys.
Yes, for sure. Or if you even feel like I want to start tapping into it more. And you want help or suggestions or support in tapping into that, like our DMs are always open. So